Welcome to 3 Days That Changed the World, an Easter special hosted by Intimate Life Ministries co-directors Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, a special that will take you into the Word with biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey and insights and meditations that will lead you to experience Jesus Christ in a whole new way. Our special guest, Max Lucado, and Dr. Jay Strack with GardenTombUSA.com. And later on in our broadcast, you'll learn how you can be part of saving a sacred site, the Garden Tomb. Well, let's get started. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
David and Teresa Ferguson here, and we're glad you've joined us for this great Commandment Radio Network special, particularly as we focus upon 3 days that changed the world. Teresa, I'll never forget the many opportunities we've had to visit in the nation of Israel, and particularly in the area of the Garden Tomb. What a phenomenal impact I know it made on my life, and I'm sure on yours.
You know, just reading the Bible over and over and over again, you don't realize how much more alive it can be when you're really on the spot where Jesus walked.
You know, during this radio special, you might want to visit GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com. And you'll get some images there and some pictures there that I know impacted us, Teresa, as we on today's program, as we enter into the Easter weekend, focus upon the reality that the real God in the person of Jesus Christ changed history and the world forever. On today's radio special, we're excited to be able to share this with you and be joined by our friend Max Lucado, who'll be sharing some powerful insights upon 3 days that changed the world. Michael W. Smith and music that will touch your heart. And Dr. Jay Strack, president of Garden Tomb USA. We're glad you've joined us. As you know, Teresa, on today's special, we're going to focus upon the reality in our world today that there's a battle over who the real God is. All of our lives were changed by 9/11, and the reality that, was it God who sent those suicide bombers into those planes to destroy so many innocent lives? Is it the real God who is sending such painful, painful brutality among millions and millions of people? Who is the real God? And on this radio special, we need to focus upon the real God is the Christ of the empty tomb. What a joy it's going to be to realize that we have a Christ, the real God, who, as you said in that upper room, it was at that place that as he gathers with those disciples and we have that Passover meal, as we all have an image, as I know as I was there with you, I had an imaginary image of Christ gathering with those disciples, passing the bread and passing the cup. And yet in the midst of that, the Gospel of Luke says, but there arose a great dissension among the disciples as to who is greatest. And yet in contrast to that betrayal, we have a Christ who pissed up the basin of water and a towel, and he begins to do what?
Wash their feet.
Wash their feet.
David and Teresa Ferguson. Now here's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey from the book of John, chapter 13.
Now before the Passover, when Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was coming to God, got up from the table, laid aside his clothing, and poured water into a basin. Then he wrapped himself in a towel and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel that he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered, What I'm doing to you now you do not understand, but afterward you will understand.
Biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. Now back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
The real God serves us in so many different ways. How about you? Do you picture on this Easter weekend a Christ who is serving? Imagine that image of Christ bowing before those who have ignored and neglected him, and he still serves them. On this Easter weekend, do you see a Christ who is serving you on bended knee, and he prays for you as truly as he did in John 17 for his disciples as he heads off toward Calvary?
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries and Dennis Dewey, a biblical storyteller with the National Organization of Biblical Storytellers. We'll tell you how you can find out more about Dennis Dewey and the National Organization of Biblical Storytellers later in our broadcast. The Garden Tomb. It has a rich and unique history. It's a fascinating story, and you can learn more about the Garden Tomb by visiting GardenTombUSA.com for free pictures, insights, history, and a validation of Scripture. GardenTombUSA.com. And while you're there, make a donation to support the Garden Tomb, and we'd be happy to send you a thank you gift. For a $25 donation to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll send you either the CD or audio cassette of The Greatest Story Ever Sung, 14 inspirational songs featuring Michael W. Smith.
To the King Eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God.
Also featuring Bob Carlyle, Graham Kendrick, Shirley Caesar, and many others. For your $50 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll include the VHS of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. And we'll send you the book by Max Lucado, The Gift, While Supplies Last. Or you can donate at GardenTombUSA.com at the $75 level, and we'll thank you with both the audio and video of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. Our thank yous also include The Wonder of Wonders, pictures of the Garden Tomb, information on its impact and witness to the world, and a comparison to the seven wonders of the world. Visit GardenTombUSA.com. Make your donation today. GardenTombUSA.com. 3 days that change the world will continue right after this. Time for a Bible pop quiz. What is the great commandment? You know, love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like unto it, meaning equal to, love your neighbor as yourself. The great commandment. Okay, let's try question two. What is the great commission? To spread the news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. You go, well, you know, I'm not sure I can do that to the end of my block. There's one way you can help fulfill the Great Commission in your own community by supporting this station, the station that makes Great Commandment Radio and so many other programs possible, that entertains you and inspires you and instructs you through the day. You know what? It's doing that for lots of other folks in your community as well, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Support local Christian radio. Live out the Great Commission.
In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day. We want to encourage you to visit GardenTombUSA.com. That's GardenTombUSA.com. You'll find some information about the significance of the Garden Tomb. You'll also have the opportunity there to click on Make a Contribution in order that you can invest in the ministry of Christ around the world.
That's Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. Visit Garden Tomb USA today to find out how you can help preserve the witness of the Garden Tomb and free gifts to thank you for your support. That's www.GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com.
Why don't you be a part of changing the world through an investment in the Garden Tomb?
Welcome back to 3 Days That Changed the World, an Easter special by the Great Commandment Radio Network, hosted by Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. During our broadcast, you'll spend time with our special guest, Dr. Jay Strack of GardenTombUSA.com, and Max Lucado. And here's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey.
It was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was noon, and Pilate said, "Look, your king." They cried out, "Take him away! Take him away and crucify him!" Pilate said, "Shall I crucify your king?" They answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. They took Jesus, and he went out carrying his own cross to the place of a skull, in Hebrew called Golgotha.
From memory from the Book of John, that's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. You can find out more about audio CDs and DVDs by Dennis Dewey and how you can become a biblical storyteller. Go to NOBS.org. That's the National Organization of Biblical Storytellers, NOBS.org. Dennis will be joining us throughout this segment of 3 Days That Changed the World. Now back to our host, Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Teresa, I can still remember standing in the Garden Tomb, looking up at the place of the skull.
You know, David, as we walked into the garden, you looked down at the cave and up at the skull.
And I remember as we stood there, you couldn't help but be impressed with the startling love of Jesus that we experienced. And that's a part of the Easter weekend, to experience that same startling love today as we imagine Christ at Calvary, when Christ would look down at the very people who crucified him, who nailed him there, who gambled for his clothes, who mocked him, who beat him, tormented him, put a crown of thorns on his head, and he cries out,
"Father, forgive them."
When the soldiers had crucified him, they divided his garments among them, making 4 pieces, one for each of them. So also the tunic. But when they saw that the tunic was seamless, woven from top to bottom, they said, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots to see who will get it." This was to fulfill the scripture, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." This is what the soldiers did.
The real Christ is a forgiving Christ. And he looks through the crowd and he sees his mother Mary sitting next to the youngest of the disciples, John. And the Bible records that he would then from the cross say about Mary, "Behold your son," and to John, "Behold now your mother." And the Bible then says from that day forward,
John was supposed to take care of his mother.
That's exactly right. The real...
he was concerned about his mom.
He was.
The welfare of
his
mom.
The real Christ supporting his own mother.
Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw the disciple he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, look, your son." And to the disciple, "Look, your mother." So from that hour on, he took her to his own home.
How about you on this Easter weekend? Are you embracing a Christ who forgives, who accepts, who supports, who comes alongside to bear the burdens of your life? We hope so. That's a part of what this Easter special is all about as we partner with the Garden Tomb USA. GardenTombUSA.com. Visit there because there's an important, crucial need for us to visit there, make a contribution to the Garden Tomb USA. It's only within the last year that there's been the opportunity for tax-deductible donations to be made here in America to support the Garden Tomb as the powerful witness for Christ of who the real God is. In an age and a world where there's conflict everywhere over who He really is, our Christ forgives, accepts, and supports. Glad you've joined us. As we close our program today, I believe you'll be blessed, as Teresa, we share together in an opening clip from our friend Max Lucado. No one can share the message and the hope of Easter, the hope of history, like Max Lucado. Back after this.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, during this special, 3 days that changed the world, we hope you come to see Jesus Christ as a serving Savior, an accepting Savior, an approachable Savior, a supportive Savior. And we want to extend to you the opportunity to save the Garden Tomb, one of the most sacred sites on planet Earth, a witness to millions of people worldwide. To find out more, with pictures, maps, information on the Garden Tomb, go to GardenTombUSA.com, GardenTombUSA.com, and please make your grateful and prayerful donation to support and protect the Garden Tomb. We at Intimate Life Ministries would like to thank you for that support. With a $25 donation to GardenTombUSA.com, you'll receive either the CD or audio cassette of the greatest story ever sung by the Millennium Chorus. For your $50 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll include the VHS of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. And we'll send you the book by Max Lucado, The Gift, While Supplies Last. For your $75 donation to support the Garden Tomb at GardenTombUSA.com, you'll receive both the audio and video versions of The Greatest Story Ever Sung, including the Max Lucado book, While Supplies Last. And for every donation, we'll include The Wonder of Wonders, pictures and information on the Garden Tomb, and much more. Make your donation today. Make a difference for the world. Save the Garden Tomb. Go to GardenTombUSA.com, GardenTombUSA.com. Dr. Jay Strack with GardenTombUSA.com joins us next on 3 Days That Changed the World. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day. We want to encourage you to visit GardenTombUSA.com. That's GardenTombUSA.com. You'll find some information about the significance of the Garden Tomb. You'll also have the opportunity there to click on Make a Contribution in order that you can invest in the ministry of Christ around the world.
That's Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. Visit Garden Tomb USA today to find out how you can help preserve the witness of the Garden Tomb and free gifts to thank you for your support. That's www.GardenTombUSA.com, GardenTombUSA.com.
Why don't you be a part of changing the world through an investment in the Garden Tomb?
You're listening to 3 Days That Changed the World, an Easter special presented by the Great Commandment Radio Network. Here's Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
It's great to have with us doing our special on 3 Days That Changed the World, Dr. Jay Strack. Jay, it's great to have you with us for a little while.
Well, David, it's always a pleasure. Number one, you're one of my favorite people, and you're certainly talking about my favorite subject in the world, and that's the 3 days that rocked the planet and put a dent in the universe and changed my life.
Well, and mine too, Jay. Particularly, we're focusing during this week on the significance of the Garden Tomb. As president of Garden Tomb USA, along with all kinds of other things you do, I know you have a passion about this very small piece of land in Jerusalem that represents, in a critical time in our history, the testimony of Jesus like maybe no other site in the Holy Land or in all the Middle East. And so I just want you to share a little bit about the passion you have for the Garden Tomb and the unique place that it's playing right now in the battle for who is the real God around this planet. Is it the alleged God that sent suicide bombers into airplanes that kill innocent people on 9/11? Is it the witchcraft that permeates everywhere imaginable in Africa, the battle over Islam and all kinds of things that are happening and the atrocities around the world in the name of religion? There's a real battle over who is the real deity, and yet the presence of the Garden Tomb seems to me to yell powerfully from the Father about who the real God is. Tell me about your passion about this particular site that means so much to many Christians.
David, first of all, well said. As usual, you framed the issues that help us really see what's behind the headlines. You know, the hatred and the bombings and this cycle of violence and, violence and then retaliation and then vengeance and then retaliation. None of that really makes sense unless there's the story behind the story. And
yes.
I think you framed it, as much as I hate to admit it, better than I could have, that's the real issue. Who is God? And in the heart of Israel is this tiny, several-acre plot that's one of the most beautiful sites in the world. David, I went to the Garden Tomb, what has been called the historical tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. We know it is the garden of a very rich man. We know it has the second largest cistern in all of Israel. We know that you had to be quite wealthy to have a cistern that big and a garden surrounding a tomb. We know it's a first century tomb. We know it was also a tomb that was never used by the man who owned it, and that somebody was buried in the tomb, and it had to be extended because evidently the person who had been killed and buried was much larger than Joseph of Arimathea, so it had to even be extended. And we know that for whatever reason, that tomb is now empty. Now, we put all that together with the biblical record and put that all together with how the church has felt, some archaeological evidence of the church, of an actual church being on that site around 300 A.D., it's amazing that the number of folks that say this is the spot where the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries and Dr. Jay Strack of GardenTombUSA.com. The entirety of Christianity rests upon the validity of Jesus Christ's resurrection. You can visit GardenTombUSA.com for resurrection evidence. Find out more. Go to www.GardenTombUSA.com. And while you're there, please make a generous donation to keep the Garden Tomb healthy as a ministry to thousands of tourists, as an inspiration to the world. For your $25 donation, we'll send you the CD or audio cassette of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. For your $50 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll include the VHS of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. And we'll send you the book by Max Lucado, The Gift, While Supplies Last. And for your gift of $75 at GardenTombUSA.com, we'd be pleased to thank you with both the video and audio versions of The Greatest Story Ever Sung by the Millennium Chorus. Support the Garden Tomb with your donation today. For every donation, we'll also include The Wonder of Wonders, pictures of the Garden Tomb, information, facts, a comparison of the Garden Tomb to the seven wonders of the world. All to thank you for supporting this holy site, the Garden Tomb. Visit today, GardenTombUSA.com. That's GardenTombUSA.com. Our friend Max Lucado, next on 3 Days That Changed the World.
And we read words like, I am the resurrection and the life. If any man dies, he shall yet live.
Are you looking for a fresh, fun way to serve God, serve your church, serve your community? We'd like to invite you to become a biblical storyteller.
People that have been raised in the church may have heard these stories over and over and over, and you'll hear people say, "I never heard it that way until I heard it told."
We're the Network of Biblical Storytellers, people of all walks of life discovering a calling to share the Bible with others in a deep, meaningful way.
And it's one of those few things in my life that I could say was truly a gift, because it's not something I sought to do or trained to do, or anybody told me to do. I just did it.
At our website, you'll learn about biblical storytelling seminars near you, resources, events going on right now. Find out how you can experience the gift of biblical storytelling at www.nobs.org. That's www.nobs.org.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to 3 Days That Changed the World, an Easter special from the Great Commandment Radio Network. Here's our special guest, Max Lucado.
And we read words like, "I am the resurrection and the life. If any man dies, he shall yet live." Why do those words bring strength? They were spoken by a calloused hand, Nazarene, in a small country that was not in the center of its political axis. A down country, backwoods guy with a Galilean accent, who never wrote a book, who never traveled beyond the boundaries of his country. If he ever had a conversation with a king, we don't know about it. The religious leaders who did know him didn't like him. The political leaders who did speak to him were confused by him. And the one who could have saved him was not impressed enough with him to save him, chose instead to save his own reputation. And yet 2,000 years later, we're still talking about this fella. Why? You know the answer, don't you? Because if he is who he said he was, he is indeed the hope of history. If he is not who he said he was, he is indeed the hoax of history.
Is Jesus Christ the hope or the hoax of history? That's Max Lucado. Now back to our hosts, David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, Teresa, no one tells a story like Max Lucado.
That's true. And I love to hear him.
He really put together what you opened our program with, of kind of how small a world it really was for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And not much political influence in his life, and not many famous people he encountered, and yet he's turned the world upside down. And all of that relates to where we're headed in this closing segment. As we partner with GardenTombUSA.com, be sure to visit there, and you're going to find the vision and the challenge for bringing the real God to our world today. What a challenging, unforgettable time it was to enter into the garden tomb and to make our way toward that empty tomb.
You know, when you just walk into the garden, there's just immediately this reverence and this hush and this feeling of awe and just, you feel so humbled. I mean, nobody had to say, shh. Nobody had to say, don't talk loud. It just was this, just this air of reverence that came over you as you walked down those stairs down into the area where the garden tomb was. And you were able to walk through three tombs. I think I remember there being three different tombs, and to be able to picture what it was like for Jesus to be wrapped up inside that tomb, and then to walk out of it and see actually where that big stone would have to be rolled away, and the configuration of all the things that had to have happened for that mechanically to have taken place.
Teresa and David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, again from the book of John, here's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey.
And she saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran and told Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Simon Peter came out with the other disciple, and they went to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping down to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Peter arrived, following him, and went into the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, the one who'd reached the tomb first, came in and saw and believed, because until this time they did not know the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, while Mary stood outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She answered, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they put him." Saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who is it that you're looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will come and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go tell my disciples that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
That was Dennis Dewey, a biblical storyteller. You can find out more at the National Organization of Biblical Storytellers at nobs.org and order CDs or DVDs of Dennis Dewey, workshops, even information on how you can become a biblical storyteller. That's nobs.org. In your heart, in the way you live your life, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the hope or the hoax of history? The entirety of Christianity rests upon the validity of Jesus Christ's resurrection. New Testament scriptures boldly declare that the resurrection marks the fulfillment, the consummation of many prophecies. And that is made evident at the Garden Tomb. In fact, when you visit www.gardentombusa.com, you can download free information on resurrection evidence. And you can help support this sacred site, the Garden Tomb, by making your donation at GardenTombUSA.com. We at Intimate Life Ministries would like to send you a thank you gift. For your $25 donation of support to the Garden Tomb at GardenTombUSA.com, we'll send you the audio CD or audio cassette of the greatest story ever sung by the Millennium Chorus.
Heard anyone?
Yeah.
Never heard anyone.
Never, 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 never.
Heard anyone speak like this?
Put your hands together.
Also featuring Bob Carlyle, Graham Kendrick, Shirley Caesar, and many others. For your $50 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll include the VHS of the greatest story ever sung. And we'll send you the book by Max Lucado, The Gift, while supplies last. for your $75 donation of support to Garden Tomb USA, we'll send you both the audio and the video of the greatest story ever sung. And while supplies last for every donation, we'll include Max Lucado's book, The Gift, and The Wonder of Wonders, pictures and information on the Garden Tomb, and a comparison to the seven wonders of the world. All is a thank you for your support of GardenTombUSA.com. Please visit today, GardenTombUSA.com. We'll continue with 3 days that changed the world right after this break. Time is precious in relationships, in life, and especially in radio. But we think it's worth the time to remind you to support the station you're listening to right now. A ministry that brings you news and information, personalities, Bible teaching, and much, much more. Support local Christian radio because it supports your community. Take the time to support advertisers or underwriters or ministries you hear mentioned on this station. Or perhaps this station will ask you for your personal support. It's well worth the time. And tell a friend sometime today about this station. Call letters, frequency. You can even love them enough to program it into their car radio. Christian Radio, good news we can all use. Support this station. Keep the good news alive in your community.
In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day. We want to encourage you to visit GardenTombUSA.com. That's GardenTombUSA.com. You'll find some information about the significance of the Garden Tomb. You'll also have the opportunity there to click on Make a Contribution in order that you can invest in the ministry of Christ around the world.
That's Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. Visit Garden Tomb USA today to find out how you can help preserve the witness of the Garden Tomb and free gifts to thank you for your support. That's www.GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com.
Why don't you be a part of changing the world through an investment in the Garden Tomb?
Welcome back to 3 Days That Changed the World, an Easter special brought to you by this station and the Great Commandment Radio Network. To take us back into the book of John, here's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey.
Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and told them all the things that Jesus had said to her. Now, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Judeans, but Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then they were glad to see the Lord. Again, Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you hold them, they are kept." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So they said to him, "We have seen the Lord." And he answered them,
"Unless I see in his hands the marks of the nails, and poke my finger in the holes of the nails, and stick my hand in his side, I will not believe."
A week later, the disciples again were together in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And to Thomas he said,
Put your finger here and see my hands. Stretch out your hand and put it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered, My Lord and my God. Jesus said, Do you believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Now there were many other signs that Jesus did in the presence of his disciples that are not recorded in this book. But these are in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
That's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. We'll give you information on how you can receive his cassettes, DVDs, and information on biblical storytelling before our program is over. Now back to our host, Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
What a challenging, unforgettable time it was to enter into the garden tomb and to make our way toward that empty tomb.
You know, when you just walk into the garden, there's just immediately this reverence and this hush and this feeling of awe, and just you feel so humbled. I mean, nobody had to say shh, nobody had to say don't talk loud. It just was this air of reverence that came over you as you walked down those stairs down into the area where the garden tomb was, and to be able to picture what it was like for Jesus to be wrapped up inside that tomb, and then to walk out of it and see actually where that big stone would have to be rolled away.
Reverence is the word that you've used, Teresa, to describe the reality that in that very sacred time and place, there's the opportunity for us to encounter a God who would have said these words, greater love has no man than this, than he lays down his life for his friends. How about you? Have you been able to experience and then express the love of Jesus? That's what Easter is all about. Experiencing first and then expressing the life-changing love of Jesus. We're glad you've joined us for this Great Commandment Radio special. And our special guest is we've had the opportunity on this very important weekend to focus upon 3 days that changed the world.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. We have to take a break. We'll be back with more in just a minute. But a quick reminder, please visit GardenTombUSA.com today. That's GardenTombUSA.com. There you'll find out history and information on the Garden Tomb, and you can save this historic site. For a $25 donation, we'll send you either an audio CD or audio cassette of the greatest story ever sung. 14 inspirational songs, including Michael W. Smith.
To the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God. To the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God.
For your $50 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll send you the VHS video of the greatest story ever sung. In addition, we'll include the book by Max Lucado, The Gift, While Supplies Last. Or to receive both the audio and video thank you, simply enclose your gift of $75 when you visit GardenTombUSA.com. Our thank you also includes the book, The Gift, by Max Lucado. And every thank you package includes The Wonder of Wonders, a picture of the Garden Tomb, its impact and witness to the world, and a comparison to the seven wonders of the world, all as a thank you for supporting the safety and security of the Garden Tomb. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day. We want to encourage you to visit GardenTombUSA.com. That's GardenTombUSA.com. You'll find some information about the significance of the Garden Tomb. You'll also have the opportunity there to click on Make a Contribution in order that you can invest in the ministry of Christ around the world.
That's Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. Visit Garden Tomb USA today to find out how you can help preserve the witness of the Garden Tomb and free gifts to thank you for your support. That's www.gardentombusa.com. GardenTombUSA.com.
Why don't you be a part of changing the world through an investment in the Garden Tomb? The 3 days that changed the world, from the cross to the empty tomb. The power of experiencing the resurrected Christ. And in this closing segment, we're going to have a brief interview with Dr. Jay Strack, president of Garden Tomb USA. And he's going to be sharing a little bit of the vision of how it is that investment in the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem is making an impact for the kingdom around the world. In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day. Now, I know in your role with Garden Tomb USA, some exciting things are happening, because prior to this last year or so, there was no way in our country to really make tax-deductible donations to support the witness of this small piece of ground to so many countless millions over the years, and yet it's exciting to see God doing just that through the ministry of Garden Tomb USA.
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, it's one of the, you know how all of our listeners, they work real hard, and I work hard, and you work hard, but now and then the Lord allows us to do something that doesn't weary us and doesn't tire us out. It's a labor of love. And because you feel like, you know what, I'm a part of something very special. And I know our listeners involved with various ministries have felt that in the past. I hope they have. I hope they're involved in extending the kingdom of God, making their lives count, whether they're accountants. You know, you and I met an accountant, came from Britain, who feels like, you know, I've got these gifts. I'm very good as an accountant. I'm trained as an accountant. And I do a lot of big accounts. But my favorite account is that I'm able to donate this much time to help the Garden Tomb.
That's right.
You know, so I hope all of our listeners have come to that place with, like, the boy with the loaves and the fishes, and says, you know, I may not have be able to write a check for $10,000, but I can give $100, or I may not be able to write a check, but you know what, I could do construction work, or I could help that lady, that widow's home, or, you know, whatever. So to make a long story short, you know, I was over at Israel many, many times, and then the Enfatada broke out, the uprising of the Palestinians. And it began to choke the life not only out of Israel for tourism, but especially the Garden Tomb. People were not going to Israel. I mean, you can't blame them. Buses being blown up and suicide bombers and all the things you so eloquently described earlier in the broadcast. But so all of a sudden, it was like somebody grabbed the Garden Tomb by the throat and began to choke the life out of it. Because here was a place that was dependent entirely on donations. Here was a place that didn't charge anyone to enter, and here was a place that preserved, paid the taxes, and had maintained security and kept it clean, kept it open, kept it safe, and did all the things that had to be involved, but only off donations and a few gifts out of the bookstore. And so when the tourism dried up, the Garden Tomb, as you know, David, got in harm's way. several forces were trying to buy the Garden Tomb. There was a cult, a very prominent cult in this country that has a strong presence in Israel, said, we'll buy the tomb. And a large offer was made, $9 or $10 million. Fortunately, the folks in Britain said, no, we think this needs to belong to evangelicals. This can't belong to a group that we're a little concerned about. And I'm grateful they held out as long as they could and as they did. And then there was another group, because there's an Arab bus station. David, my biggest frustration when I go to Israel, and I know you feel the same way, is at the base of that Skull Hill, at the base, are all these buses and the fumes that come pouring out of those buses that are 20 years old, and it's affected the face of the skull. The skull, David, you know, I went for the first time in 1972, and the skull today, some 33 years later, is nowhere near as pronounced as it was.
Yeah, that's right.
And the carbon monoxide and all the fumes that come out of those old buses that are so old in that part of the world. But all, and then, of course, there's a lot of trash, and there's this bus station at the very base, and it's like they have no idea what even happened on that hill. It's a pretty good picture of the world, you know. Here's the world going about their business and haggling and pushing and shoving and fighting. They have no idea that over their shoulder, the God of creation loved them so much he came to this planet and laid down his life for them.
We're going to be challenging our audience to respond to GardenTombUSA.com, GardenTombUSA.com. So we want to invite you to go to GardenTombUSA.com and click on Make a Donation. To be able to receive a donation, tax deductible, you're also going to receive some free gifts that are associated with this special emphasis this week. And so in your looking forward to the celebration of Easter, let's be a part of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in a part of the world that we all have come to understand is strategic to our own survival. Dr. Strack, it's been great to have you with us. We're excited about the passion that you have on so many different fronts for the kingdom, and particularly this burden that God has given you for the Garden Tomb, and how that witness from the little place in Jerusalem is making such an eternal investment in the kingdom. For that, we are grateful to you and many others with that vision, and blessed to have you with us today.
God bless you, David. Thank your listeners for caring. And what a way to say thank you to the Lord for what he did by investing and saying we want to preserve not only your site, but we want it to be a place of education and evangelism so that we can tell the world that Jesus Christ is alive. The tomb is empty.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Strack.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Dr. Jay Strack of GardenTombUSA.com. The Garden Tomb urgently needs your support. The Friends of the Garden Tomb Association has been founded to help generate support for the staff, personnel, and maintenance of the Garden Tomb. Due to a fall in tourism and increased costs, the hours of operation have had to be reduced. The Friends of the Garden Tomb Association work to raise financial support for the Garden Tomb in any way possible. And today, you can help. Support the Garden Tomb today. For your donation of $25, we'd like to send you a thank you present, either a CD or audio cassette of The Greatest Story Ever Sung, with 14 inspirational songs, including Michael W. Smith, Bob Carlisle, Graham Kendrick, Shirley Caesar, and many others.
No need to fear when times of trouble come. Oppression storm beats at your door. No need to fear.
For your $50 donation at GardenTombUSA.com, we'll thank you with a VHS video of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. And for your $75 donation at GardenTombUSA.com, we'll include both the audio and video of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. Every thank you package includes The Wonder of Wonders, pictures of the Garden Tomb, its impact and witness to the world, and a comparison of the seven wonders of the world. Visit GardenTombUSA.com. Invest in preserving the Garden Tomb. GardenTombUSA.com. Visit today and help support the Garden Tomb.
GardenTombUSA.com. Thanks for joining us for this Easter special, 3 days that changed the world. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.